Welcome to the Lions Den University Report. This program brings you a behind-the-scenes look at the spiritual life on today's university and college campuses. Now here's your host, Glenn Bailey.
Today I'm here with Coach Dan Wernsberger, the head wrestling coach at Bucknell. And Dan, welcome to our program.
Yeah, thanks, Glenn. It's great to be on.
And you're the head wrestling coach here at Bucknell. And how long have you been in that position? And what did you do prior to that?
This is actually my 10th year here at Bucknell University.
Is that right?
Wow. I started here in 05 was my first year, and I initially never thought I'd be here this long in central Pennsylvania, but I've really found a great home here in Lewisburg and at Bucknell University. I have three young boys, well, not so young anymore. Our oldest is now 10. I have a 10-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 5-year-old, Cade, Max, and Chase. And, you know, this is obviously an ideal place to raise a young family, and with three boys, definitely keeps me busy. But prior to Bucknell, I was the head wrestling coach at Bloomsburg University for 3 years. Prior to that, I was down in Blacksburg, Virginia, at Virginia Tech as an assistant coach for 6 years. And, you know, I did my undergrad work at Michigan State University and, you know, got into the coaching business soon after I graduated from there.
Right. Okay. And you're actually a returning guest to our program. We talked to you a number of years ago, maybe near 10 years ago.
I don't remember now.
But
a few years ago.
In any case, you shared your testimony of coming to faith in Christ while you were a student there at Michigan State and got in some problems with drug use and about to be kicked off the college as well as off the wrestling team. And but you ended up winning coming in second, I think, was it, the national championship wrestling that year.
Yep.
And but in the middle of that crisis, a Christian friend reached out to you, and a coach stood by your side, and came to faith in Christ.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we all have a story, and that's my story. And sometimes it takes circumstance, you know, to really get knocked upside the head for you to realize, wow, there's real purpose, you know, behind my life. And you know, instantly I wanted to find out what that real purpose was. And immediately you find out that, you know, if you just rely on yourself and rely on other people in your life, you'll, at the end of the day, you know, find some pleasure, but you'll always be disappointed. And one area I've never been disappointed, no matter if there's good or bad going on in my life, and that's that relationship with Christ, that relationship with God, being able to go to God every day, knowing that He's living inside of you and walking alongside of you and working through your life. You can always go to Him and have a real conversation and always come out of there at peace, no matter what your circumstance might be at that time, knowing that, you know, our time, my time is so different than God's time. And just to take a deep breath and relax, and to believe and have that faith and trust in God's ultimate plan. And at the end of the day, you know, it usually works, or it always works out where His time ends up being the most ideal time. You see the good that comes out of any circumstance,
right?
Eventually.
Sure.
So you see the good that comes out of it. And I had an interesting story where, yeah, I was facing some serious trials and circumstance in my life. And there was really only one road to go down. I had a choice to go down, go left or go right. And I chose a certain road to get back to church and find out what this definition of Christianity means. And it's not so much what I learned that being a Christian is, but I wanted to learn what it meant to be a disciple. You know, not just saying I believe in God and I believe in Christ, but what a disciple actually does, and be a true follower of Christ. And obviously there's highs and lows with that relationship, but at the end of the day, that's the relationship that I want to define myself by. That's relationship with Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. And He is the one worthy of the greatest effort and devotion of anyone in life. He's the one who offers eternal life and defeated death and sin in the grave and has an empty tomb.
Absolutely.
And
the
greatest credential that anyone could have. And so he gives us guidance, and you're a follower of His, and you have came to faith, like you said, at a low time in your life, perhaps, and some people have to hit bottom. And just a word to our listeners, you know, don't wait till you have to hit bottom to find Christ. He's there for any of us, and all we need to do is reach out in prayer and admit our need of a Savior, and invite Him into our lives, and it'll make all the difference in the world.
Yeah, and just to add on to that, I think one of the most important things that I'm coming to learn, just probably within the last year, is is you have this father, you have this dad that wants to work and is working in your life. And I think that one of the most important things I've done where I see most of my growth take place is when I actually have a conversation with him.
Yeah.
You know, and I find that time during the day to have that quiet time, alone time, private time. And, you know, it's one thing to be, you know, praying as I'm going throughout my work day at my desk or driving in my car, wherever I might be in the practice room. But I think there's been some significance and you can really hear God speaking through me or talking to me just when I'm in that quiet time, alone time, and just praising him, thanking him for who he is, and just letting him know that I need him, and just praying for other people. Hey, they need you. And just being so grateful for where we're at and our lives. And, you know, I can read the Bible and do my devotionals, but and go to my Bible studies and men's groups, etc. But, boy, when you sit down and actually God's real and you can have this conversation with him, that's what we're created for that relationship. And I'm learning that more and more as I walk alongside God.
Amen, amen. And we think of athletics today, and it's highly disciplined. That's one of the keys, sure. Is self-discipline and sure. going through the requirements to achieve. And yet, it ought to be the same in the Christian life, and even more so because we have a higher purpose. And yet, so few Christians are very disciplined in their prayer and devotional life, and making the Word central to who they are. So it's an encouragement that get our priorities right, maybe, and put a little more effort.
Yeah, I think that's critical. And just the other piece that I would add, which I think is a part of my testimony. Is, you know, once I became married, I have a life partner, my wife, Dana, and these three awesome boys. But our first 5 years of our marriage, you know, I was a believer, but my wife wasn't necessarily a professed believer.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to church on and off, I always felt there was something missing. And then we ended up finding a different church, a local church. And I just remember on an October day, October 19th, 5 years into our marriage, my wife going to the altar and publicly, you know, receiving Jesus as her Lord and Savior.
Amen.
And I went alongside her and rededicated myself at the time.
Sure.
And it's been such a difference in our marriage, just knowing God is truly at the center of our marriage, where I'm not on one side, she's not on the other side. Our communication's been different. It's just been totally different the last 7 years compared to our first 5 years of our marriage.
Right.
And I think that goes hand in hand because we are one, we are a family. God's at the center of our family. He's at the center of my marriage. He's at the center of, you know, us trying to lead our boys up with the right example and obeying God and following his ways. And so that's been also a big part of my testimony is my partner and my wife and who God set me up with, and that's Dana.
Great, great. And so a testimony from experience and an example to others as to how Christ can make a difference even in the home.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, you're in wrestling, which is highly competitive and requires a lot of you, but yet you're maintaining your commitment to your local church and to your family.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's nothing more important in my life because, you know, if my relationship with Christ is off base and offline, then the rest of my life, whether it's my family, my marriage, my job, is gonna be off as well. So when I find that Christ is at the center of my life, everything else falls into place. It really does. When Christ is first and foremost, and I'm speaking to him every day, I'm into the Word, learning his Word every day. And not that I live a perfect life because I make mistakes every single day, but I'm trying to be the best disciple I can possibly be for Christ on a daily basis, for my family, for my boys here at work. Just let the light of Christ shine through me throughout my entire day, no matter what's going on. But when I find that is going well and I'm consistent with that and I'm not taking control of it myself, but I'm giving it to God, everything else falls into place. My marriage, my relationship with my family, my kids, my work relationships all seem to go very well, no matter what might be going on. It still might be a tough day at work, but at the end of the day, hey, it's okay. Because we're here for such a brief time.
Sure.
It's okay. We got this thing called eternity to look forward to.
Amen.
And, you know, just trying to fulfill our purpose while we're here, while the short time that we're here on earth, that's the most important thing to me. You know, do I lose sight of that from time to time? I sure do, but I try to keep it a consistent, constant theme on a daily basis in my life.
Right.
And, you know, when that's going well, everything else seems to go well.
Sure.
At the same time.
Great, great. And you're here at Bucknell University in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And another one of those universities that has a rich Christian heritage, a biblical Christian heritage. President was pastor also of First Baptist Church, and he did three things. He called for the building of a new building because they were running out of space, and then he drew up the plans for the building, and then he put in sweat hours of labor to build the building. And he was dedicated follower of Christ, and also helped establish this university.
Sure.
And then you move on a little bit to. One of the rhetoric professors here, Robert Lowry, was a songwriter, and there's a historical marker out in front of the counseling building here that says Robert Lowry lived here while he was a professor here 6 years, and he wrote hymns, and including some real familiar ones, Nothing But the Blood of Jesus, What Can Wash Away My Sins, Nothing But the Blood of Jesus, and then a famous hymn we sing on Easter, Christ Arose, another Bucknell professor hymn. so rich Christian heritage, and then Adoniram Judson sent the first international students here from Burma.
Right.
He was a Baptist missionary, and this school has a relationship with Burma as a result of that initial connection. Unfortunately, it's not where it was spiritually, and but you're doing some things here that are, I think, of interest to fellow believers. What are some of the things, activities you've gotten involved with lately here that are expressing Christian faith on campus?
Sure. I'd love to talk about those things. But like you said, there's a lot of history here, but there's no question, no matter where the campus is right now, the campus climate, so to speak, God's moving on this campus.
Right.
God is working on this campus.
Amen.
And you know, there's many campus ministries going on that are thriving here. You know, you don't always hear about them. They're not in the spotlight, but the Spirit of God is moving. There's a university chaplain here, John Kolach, who I think is doing an outstanding job. I personally, myself, since I've been here 10 years, I just always had this desire from the time I came to Bucknell to gear something towards the student athletes, something some sort of ministry towards the student athletes or the coaches and staff here within the athletic department. Well, I tried to get something going a handful of years ago towards the student athletes that I guess it just wasn't the right timing, you know, and you know, it frustrated me for a little while. But you know, like I said earlier, my time is so much different than God's time, and sometimes I need to just wait on God and to be patient and to sit back and let Him continue to work through me. And just over the last, it's been a little over a year and a half now, I was able to start up the Bison for Christ, B4C. It's a coaches and staff ministry here within the athletic department. And
Great.
We meet once a week for an hour, and we'll have, you know, consistently, you know, on a good day, we'll have 14, 15 people there. On a not so good day, we'll have 6 or 7 people there. But on average, 10 to 12 folks show up. And it's been really neat, because the neat thing about it is there are people that showed up to this meeting that I had no idea they were believers.
Sure.
So that's the whole point, is to get us together. And I think the enemy a lot of times likes to keep us separated and apart. And the more we can come together and fellowship together and have that same common belief, I think the stronger we become as a Christian group and organization.
And I've been talking with Coach Dan Wernsberger here at Bucknell University, the head wrestling coach. We're going to continue our conversation on our next segment.
You have been listening to the Lion's Den University Reports. If you would like more information about the Christian life or would like to contact the Lion's Den or one of the guests, please write us at the Lion's Den, Post Office Box 226, Mifflinburg, Pennsylvania, 17844. Or email ltcldur@yahoo.com.